sometimes really easy to read because mm-hmm. they're like, between this time you can park here, and then other times you can't. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes there are like three signs that are completely contradictory to each other.
Yeah.
Where I love that you're laughing so much because it's really validating to me.
It's so true. It's so true.
It's like, I don't understand what you're asking of me.
Everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. The audience goes wild. And today, I'm sure you all can guess this by now, but I do have two people joining me today, and I want to introduce my good friend, the person who is my guard dog, my protector, and also is very hilarious, is Cosmo from The Cosmo Show.
Yo, how's it going? How you doing?
I am so good today. I'm so like bright and colorful. How are you?
Dark and gloomy like the weather. It's awesome.
Oh, gloomy vibes. So wait, what is your favorite outdoor activity to do when it is gloomy?
Ooh, just go out. Be out. You know?
Embrace.
Go to places where it's usually busy in the daytime, where it's like lines and whatnot. People are like wearing t-shirts and shorts, but now it's like cold and gloomy. It might rain, so like nobody wants to go out. So it's like a good time to get coffee. It's a good time to wait in line for a movie
there
or something
go.
Like that. Or just drive. Actually, not drive, because here in LA, when it rains, people get stupid. But it's a good time to go out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, speaking of a good time, we actually have a very special guest with us today who not only is a content creator, a cosplayer, but also a really popular Twitch streamer. We have joining us today is Danielle Demicola.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome. I also wanted to read your tagline on Instagram, which is chaotically good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Ooh, I love that. Why nice. Chaotically?
So it's, are you familiar with D&D at all?
I'm a fake fan, but educate me. I'm here for it.
There are alignments in D&D that is basically it's lawful, chaotic, mm-hmm. Or another one. I can't remember right now. Okay. But it's good and evil and neutral. So it's like lawful good, lawful neutral, or lawful evil.
Okay.
And then chaotic good. And so
I like that.
Self-consider as chaotic good, so
yeah.
I put that in my bio.
So it's like almost like a gamer tag kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're just like, hey, I'm chaotically good. Right. I love that.
Thank you.
Also, I wanted to ask you about where does Demicola come from? Am I saying that right?
It's Denicola. I actually have no idea how to say it, I'm going to be honest, but it's, I have always said Denicola. But I don't know. It's Italian, so it's up for interpretation, truly. I don't even think my parents know how to say it right. So
oh, no.
I never correct anyone because there isn't really a way.
I totally get it.
I accept all iterations.
I get it because, like, people call me Dare or, like, I mean, it's hard to, I guess, dare. People don't assume, like, that's my name. But I get called, like, Dare all the time. And I always answer because I'm like, you're trying. I see the effort.
Uh-huh. Dare is unusual, I would say. It's like very unique, but it's very pretty.
Thank you, Mom, if you're watching. Thanks for the name.
Good job.
Thanks for the present. So we have come to terms with the fact that like everybody has something that whether it be this week or next week, it just like makes them a little like Delulu, like you hyper fixate on it, kind of obsessed with it, or it just like makes you lose it. And I'm so curious what your Delulu might be.
I came in here with a list.
I would like to say. You're prepared.
But I know that one thing that drives me crazy that I had on there was when companies, so I cosplay and I do a lot of work making cosplays for companies and events and stuff like that. But the thing that is just insane to me is the mm-hmm. deadlines. I don't know if you've ever had the experience of getting, like, when companies hire you sometimes, they give you, like, 3 days to make the costume. And it is absolutely insanity that they expect you to just, like, Sailor Moon spin around and just, like, have a costume out of nowhere. that's like my biggest one, I think.
So, hang on a second. So you make all your own cosplays, or most of them?
Most of them, yeah.
Wow. I don't think a lot of people realize that about you. Maybe not. Do you? You should like chaotically good and good with my hands. I don't even think I realize that you make a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Cosmo's cringing at my joke. He's like, dare.
I can go so many ways. So many ways.
Sorry. Good with my hands.
There you go. There you go. See? I love it.
Yeah.
So you make a lot of your own, and then companies just like reach out and are like, hey, could you build this cosplay based on our character? Is that mm-hmm. kind of how that works?
Yeah, I've done. So sometimes it's a company, like a video game company, that wants a specific costume of a specific character. Oh. And it could be like for a social media post or for like content for their pages, or usually it's for an event of some kind where you go to a con and you wear their costume like at their booth or walking around. And
that's so cool.
It's really fun and I love it so much. Mm. But and sometimes it's kind of like I did a couple where they gave me sort of a prompt and I got to create my own original character, which was my favorite thing to do.
I love that.
It's super, super fun and I love it. But sometimes the deadlines get insane. I feel like I can understand a little bit of where they're coming from, where there's a lot of red tape and they have to go back and forth between the decision makers and stuff like that. But then by the time they end up actually like signing the contract, sometimes it's down to like less than a week and I have to somehow create this whole like fabrication, and I'm way better at armor and like props than I am with fabric, so usually I will team up with friends and we'll all kind of work on it together. But the amount of work in which some people expect us to do in such a very short amount of time is pretty wild.
Well, and if you think about it, like, there's an actual contract in place. So you're going back and forth. You're negotiating, talking about prices and time. And like you said, sometimes it takes months to get a contract signed. Like, recently, I won't name the brand or anything like that, but I had the same thing happen where it took 3 months to get both parties to agree, both parties to sign it, and then for me to go forward with the collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine having to build on top of that. So do you have to then... because you don't want to start building the project without them paying you.
Exactly. What if it falls through and you're like halfway done? Yeah, exactly.
Ugh.
It's pretty wild. Sometimes I used to do that. I used to start and just hope for the best because I would rather it look really good. Because it's tough if you only have like a week to make something. You want it to be representative of your skills and you're posting it on your pages, right? And you want it to look really good. And be proud of it. But then at the same time, you only have a week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe less to make this entire thing, sometimes with a weapon or a prop. And it's a balancing act of how good should I make this look or should I finish it?
Oh, no.
I was in that predicament once.
Were you?
Yeah, the first time and last time I'll ever do it. It was for a con. It was from a character, and they didn't give me any measurements. It was upper armor. It was like I do armor and like how you do it, armor and props.
Yeah.
So it was like a chest plate with like some shoulder cauldrons and whatnot, and like really huge collar, and color scheme was like unbelievable. I was like, I can do this. I can do this. It was like $500. It was like, all right, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
The deadline was crazy, but they didn't give me any measurements of the actress that's going to be wearing it or the cosplayer. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to make this. I'm like, can I get a picture of the person? And the person sent me a picture. I'm like, this is not going to work. And can I get a side profile? Because I can't meet this person in real life.
Right.
And I made it. Everything was great. It looked beautiful. It was like, I don't like making things for other people because I'm like, I'm really bad at judging my own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then... the guy was like, I like it. It was great. It was cool. And then did not fit the girl.
Oh, no.
Did not fit the girl at all. So
why didn't they get mad? They just ran out of time? The person just didn't send them over?
It was like a last minute kind of thing. And then, like the person that recommended me was like, you work fast. I'm like, I do. I lose sleep over projects. So what is it? It's like, it's a paid gig. I'll try it. Maybe I have a a thing in this, you know? Maybe this could be my new thing. And I was like, no, I don't like it. Don't do it. So kudos.
It's always a last minute thing. Yes. That's the thing. Yes. This is just normal now.
So, okay, maybe we can like undo this DeLulu a little bit. So if you were to give advice to any companies or any brands out there that happen to be watching, how early in advance do you like to be approached for building a cosplay? And then how would you like them to go forward with it? Like, do you want 6 months in advance? Do you need three? Like in a perfect world, what would that look like to you?
I would say 3 minimum. Okay. Depending on the project. Sometimes they're like crazy huge wings are involved. That happened to me as well, Cosmo, where I needed to body paint myself and then also make all the armor and also have giant wings and also have a stool. It was like this entire thing. Damn. And it was like a month that they gave me to do it, and I have ADHD, so I have no concept of time. So I was like, that's plenty of time. And it wasn't. But yeah, that I think probably needed at least 6 months. But the craziest part is sometimes you get approached like 6 months in advance, but because the contract takes so long and you don't want to put money, effort, time into it before you know if it's actually going to work out, it ends up only being like a month or 2 months.
So then do you implement like a deposit in the beginning? Like when they hit you with the contract, be like, cool, we got to go back and forth and negotiate this. Could you give me 50% up front and I can start building today?
That would be a great idea.
There you go. See how that
great
goes.
Great idea.
Or even like 30%, because even if like, say it gets bounced back and forth and then it just falls apart or whatever, at least you got some money for it and you could either like scrap the project or give them the big F you and finish it for yourself and be like, look at how great I look, you know?
Very true, yeah.
But that is so frustrating. I personally have never had that happen, but I'm not a builder. Like I've tried building things before and it's just not my skill set. Like, I would much rather pay somebody who has the skill and knows what they're doing and wants the job and will make an amazing project instead of me wearing it being like, I made this out of my hot glue gun and a prayer. So I give you both lots of credit for even being builders. That's not an easy thing, especially in cosplay.
It's a passion. It's a passion. You got to have a passion for it.
For sure. I have the most gnarly glue burn on my arm right now that I hid with this sleeve because I was making a suit from Dune to shoot in the sand dunes at like 2-3 hours away from here. And I was trying to finish it. That was my own deadline, though. That's my fault. No companies were involved in this.
I have drilled through my finger. And I had to put it in reverse to drill it back out. Luckily enough, it was a brand new drill, people. So it was in his package. Didn't have to worry about it. It was a whole bloody crazy situation. I took care of it myself. I cauterized it with a cigarette and dipped it in whiskey and vodka. And I drank both bloody shots and felt good afterwards. Well, that's just me.
Just another day in the cosplay arena.
If you ever drill yourself, people, if you ever hurt yourself or anything like that and like something beyond repairing with super glue and whatnot, please seek medical help because sometimes it's no joke.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I just got a tetanus shot for a very similar reason.
Stepped
on a really rusty nail while I was trying to go back and forth outside to spray paint some stuff. Anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
Moving on.
Oh my goodness. Do we need to do an episode on cosplay injuries?
Yes. Maybe. Actually, yes. You probably could.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Wow.
I'm totally down for that. I have horror stories. I'm pretty sure everyone else does too. Especially with glue guns.
Yeah. I was raised on a glue gun, so I have plenty of glue gun burns. I did want to ask you though, jumping back to when you do get paid from these companies, do you like then have to get your own photographer, or how does it work to get them the content?
So I have done work where I go to events and they hire their own photography team to take care of all of that, and then I've done costumes where I have to photograph it all myself and then post it.
Gotcha.
And then I do have to find my own photographer, and that is it's up to me to kind of budget that into
like
what they're going to pay me. While I negotiate in the beginning.
Yeah. Well, I do know you had another DeLulu about photographers not getting photos back to you. Since you sent me such a lovely list here. I'm curious though. You wrote that down for a reason. Like, photographer's not giving you photos, and you had like a little story with it. So I'm curious, like, did this happen recently? Or just in general?
Just in general, mm-hmm. I feel like, I don't even know truly where to begin, but I think the main idea is that putting a bunch of hard work and effort into a building a costume, or even going to an event and wearing a costume, and spending the time to get photos taken and photos done, and knowing that that time could be used elsewhere, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And then I'm mostly talking specifically about paying photographers and them not giving them back to you, because I feel like if they are doing it for free and not really, you know, but if you are paying somebody for their work and then you don't get it back, it's can be really frustrating. I have a friend who I will not name, but I love him dearly, but he's infamous for taking photos and being like the only one with the photos and then not returning the photos. Oh. And I have to bully this man. We have this group chat on like a Facebook group chat of League of Legends mm-hmm. players. Like, we just are in there sometimes being like, who wants to jump on? And mm-hmm. we play League together, like degenerates. And and he's in there, and I will be like, I need this photo set done for March. And it's closing in, you know, we're in like the 11th hour of March, and it's still not there. And I see him in there be like, hey, I'm jumping on. And I have to go into the chat and be like, nobody play with him.
Oh my God. Until he gives me my pictures.
Damn.
I kind of love that though.
Burn.
You're like, not really bullying him, but you're getting the community on your side, and I kind of love it.
I love that too. I'd be punking the person, be like, hey, where's my photos? Where's my photos at, bro?
You get him to join my photos? A private chat. Yeah.
Damn, yeah. That's so good.
That's hilarious though. Like, what a good way to deal with it though.
I feel like a mom who's like slapping their kid with a ruler, like, stop. no games for you.
You're like, I know you're overworked, but like, what the hell? Give me my photos.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Do you have experience with that at all?
Okay, so it used to happen a lot when I was like brand new, and I would go to conventions, and like a lot of people would take my photo at the convention. Like, you get it, like, you get hounded, you get like mobbed by photographers, and they'll be like, can I get your photo. And I would always go the extra mile to not only swap Instagram, like, to follow each other, but to make sure I was even following them too, mm-hmm. that way, like, when they do send me photos, I can recognize the person, the social media page, and the photo, so I can properly give them credit. And when I first started doing conventions out here in LA, no one knew who I was, and I wasn't expecting people to know. Like, I didn't show up being like, I'm Dare Taylor. But like the first LA Comic-Con I did that I paid for a badge and went to, I think I got like 3 photos back. And that was the busiest con, I would arguably say, for me, because it was during COVID, when it was still like COVID. So it wasn't like full send, but we all had to wear masks. And I was so disappointed because, like, I wasn't paying these photographers or anything, but it was just, like, devastating to spend my own money to, like, come out to LA and go to my first con and be bombarded. Like, people, mm-hmm. I went as Anka from Animal Crossing.
Yes.
Like the little cat with the little dance. And then I went as Sailor Jupiter. And I had, like, my Anka was okay. It was, like, a closet cosplay. But my Jupiter was really great. Like, I was really proud of it. And then to get, like, 2 photos at the end of the day, I was, like, I was really bummed.
Yeah.
So, and I get it. I wasn't paying them. They weren't paying me. But it definitely made me be, like, man, maybe, like, LA cons aren't where it's at. But mm-hmm. now I go and, like, they recognize me. I know them by name. They know me. So I feel like that sort of alleviated as I kept going to conventions.
Yeah. The perseverance of it all. Yeah.
Is that Dare from Delilucanoe?
What? No. Bye. Yeah, I think it's gotten better. But I've definitely been to photo shoots where but the photographer's paying me for photos, and then they're just like gone to the ether. And in that case, like if you're paying me for a set, it's not a huge ordeal, and it's like, well, they paid for it, so they can do with it what they want. Mm-hmm. But what bothers me is when they like sell them, and then I'm a little bit like, this is weird. Or like, because I've been modeling since I was 18.
Yeah.
There's tons of people selling like my 18-year-old photos, which I'm a little weirded out by, because I'm like, why are people trying to sell these photos of me like from then? It's a little weird.
Oh my God. I hate that.
That's creepy.
That's so creepy.
Yeah.
And the worst part is I look like I'm 16, because like I look a lot younger than I am. So I think a lot of people get kind of like, you know, they're like, oh my God, this girl looks like she's underage. And yeah. But I also think that that's why I was so successful in the modeling industry, because I look so young. Yeah. So it's a weird catch 22. But yeah, I've had a couple of situations where I'm like, what the hell? I want my photos. But I haven't paid someone for them and then them ghost. So I don't know what that says about me or what that says about your friend. But, you know, do with that what you will. Mm-hmm. Also, if you need a guy's backup, I got you. I got one. Cosmo, do you have any photo situation where you get paparazzi'd?
Oh, I walking across the street once, somewhere in my local favorite dive bar, Scummy Villainy. I didn't see it until my producer told me about it on, somebody tagged the Cosmo Show on Instagram, and it was me walking across the street. Somebody took a picture of it in their car.
That's creepy.
And I'm just like, I'm at the bar, I'm like, that was just a couple of minutes ago. Oh, crap. That was my first, like, kind of like, not stalker situation, but just like, oh, paparazzi-ish. Somebody saw me out in the public. So that was weird. But, you know, like late recently going to WonderCon, meeting fans, that was cool. So that wasn't too awkward. But just like cross the street, didn't yell out my name.
Probably they just took a creeper photo.
Probably did. I had my headphones on. I always have my headphones on when I'm out in the daytime. But
yeah,
it was just me. I'm just, luckily I wasn't picking my nose or anything. But I was just walking across the street. It's like over in Hollywood and Vine where it's diagonal crossing. And I'm just like walking, my hands in my pocket. And just, I look like I was sad, depressed.
Oh,
yeah.
You're just like going to work.
Going to work. I'll send that picture to Chompy so she could put it in. But yeah,
that's great.
But yeah, other than that, photographers taking their sweet time, especially back in the days with music and whatnot. Do the photo shoot, and then it's like everyone else would get it for like a magazine or like a little article or ad or another website, but not the band would be the last one to get it.
Oh,
so I'd be like, where's, this is back in MySpace days. You guys, hopefully some of you remember MySpace. when you can, oh God, I miss doing that to my page. Anyways.
You miss decorating your
decorating page. And then having like a sample of music there. It was just such great advertisement. But yeah, other than that, and we paid them too. Long hour photo shoots, the whole band, individuals. And there was all kinds of stuff done to them. And yeah, it took forever, like probably like 2 months. And I was like, that sucks.
That's, 2 months is way too long.
Yeah.
If you're a photographer watching this, or if you plan on going to an event and taking photos, you literally need the photos the next day. Like, especially with Instagram, with TikTok, with, like, social media moving so quickly. 2 months, no one cares about the event anymore.
Yeah.
So, you gotta be fast. Which is both a blessing and a curse. Speaking of fast, how is driving in LA treating you? I know you recently moved into California from Florida.
Yeah. It's been about 5-6 months now.
Okay.
And we didn't get our cars, me and my roommate, for another month. So it hasn't been super, super long. It's just so terrible. So bad. I know everybody makes like driving in LA jokes, and I've always heard them, and I've always sort of brushed them off as not a big deal, because I don't know, maybe I was spoiled in Florida because there's no hills. It's just so flat, and it's so just swampland everywhere, and all of the highways are just straight. And but here I feel like, first of all, I don't understand. I'm about to go on a tangent, but
don't worry. Let's go. That's why you're here. Tangent.
Yeah. First of all, I don't understand how lanes can just go turn into parking spaces out of absolutely nowhere. I like made a post that now is embarrassing that I've been here for a couple of months, but I have this post. I made this post on Facebook where I was like, can someone in LA tell me if there are three lanes and one of them just is eventually street parking? Like, is that a drivable lane or like what's happening here? Like, someone explain to me the rules. And everyone in the comments was like, eh.
No one had an answer. They're just nobody like, it's LA.
After a certain time.
One person answered me. They were like, your guess is as good as mine. And I was like, what do you mean?
Like, I need an answer.
I don't understand. You need someone to tell me what to do.
Or they're all bike lanes. Like, all of a sudden it'll go from, like, you're driving and then there's a bike lane and then it's a bus lane and then there's, like, it. I don't get it either.
After a certain time, like, 8 o'clock, then it becomes residential. There's some areas around, like, Sepulveda. And, like, other places I know that it's, like, before 8 o'clock, it's a third lane. But then at, like, 8 o'clock or sometimes 7 or 6, it's residential. So it becomes a two lanes. And then there's some places where you can't turn left or right until 7:30 because it's not a controlled left. It's just, like, a regular two lane. And then, like, you can't turn left in certain, like, rush hours and busyness. So it's crazy. So.
Like, I must be living in the Twilight Zone.
I don't like that. It's just not real. Oh,
wait,
did you take your driver's test here yet?
No, not
okay,
yet.
Okay, I recently did.
Okay.
And it's not easy. Like,
really?
Because they make you take the paper test again when you move to California. Mm. So, highly recommend. There's a website. I should give it to you after this. Please. Where it's like, it's almost like an app, but like it asks like 50 different questions that could be on the paper test. Mm. And it really helped me get ready for it. Because there's so many weird things that you just like have to know.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think. Like, there was one I got on the paper test that was like, how many feet away can your trailer be from the curb if you're parked? And it was like 8 centimeters. I don't know why I remember that. Or is it 8 inches? One of the two. But you have to know. And like every time you think, oh, like these weird ones won't be on the test, they're on the
test.
They are. Like, I'm never pulling a trailer in my life, but now I know.
Just
now
in case.
Now I know. Yeah.
You're going to use that one time and it's going to all be worth it.
Exactly. And then also my favorite thing is when I'm in traffic and somebody does something illegal. Like if there's somebody else in the car, I'll make the joke being like, I just passed my driver's license test. That's illegal. You can't do that.
Oh my God.
I did that for like 3 months after I got my driver's license here. But good luck to you on that. Definitely start studying before you make your appointment.
Yeah.
Also, okay, I'm about to hit my year anniversary with my driver's license because I went on 420 and the DMV was dead. So if you want to go,
okay,
pick a weird holiday
that it's
open still, but that like people aren't going to, like no one's going to go smoke a joint and then go to take their driver's test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So... yeah, 420.
Okay.
If you want to go sooner than later.
Okay.
Smart.
That's
very
a good
smart.
Yeah. It was so dead. It was brilliant. But one part that's like really a staple to LA, aside from the lanes, is like the weird signs here, the parking signs. And I know that was something that you said we're driving you a little to Lulu.
Yeah. Because, they're sometimes really easy to read because they're like between this time and this time you can park here and then other times you can't. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes there are like three signs that are completely contradictory to each other.
Yeah.
Where I love that you're laughing so much because it's really validating to me.
It's so true. It's so true.
Like, I don't understand what you're asking of me.
I would love to read this excerpt and I'll have Chompy put this on the screen. Okay, this is a sign. Okay, this is one giant sign. It says, no parking, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tuesdays, street cleaning. Tow away school zone, no stopping, Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. School day exceptions, 15 minutes, Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. School business, tow away shoulder, 1 hour parking, Monday through Friday. District permits exempt for tow away, 1 hour parking, no non-school days. Oh my gosh. Sundays, 12 to Friday at 6. No stopping, Friday through Sunday. So tell me when can I park? Just write when can I freaking park?
I need a TLDR at the end. Truly.
Like, what?
That's what I'm saying. It's like...
what?
It's like someone reading board game instructions to you. Your brain shuts all the way off.
Yep.
I don't know what that says. 9 times out of 10, I will just park there and hope for the best because I just don't understand and I'm confused.
Yep. I have risked it for the biscuit and parked when I was just like, I'll fucking know. And you know what? I was gone for an hour and I got a ticket.
No, really? Yeah.
I was like, this is some BS.
No, they're quick. They're quick. They're in the meters out there. Like, they're waiting. They're just hoping. And the tow trucks. Yes.
They're praying. They're sitting in their cop car. And please.
And the tow trucks, they come really quick.
Oh, my God. Like, I've never been towed, though.
Oh, my God. And Hollywood Boulevard, every time we tell them that you can't park, they're like, I'm just going to be in and out. I'm like, okay, go in. All of a sudden, here comes a person writing a ticket. And all of a sudden, like 5 minutes later,
Stop it!
Pulling them out. I'm like, what the hell? And the guy comes running out. And it's been less than 30 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how the city makes its money, man.
I got towed.
You've gotten towed?
I did get towed. Uh-oh. Once. Where at? From my home. Not like in the driveway, like on the street. Okay. Also, I've never heard of street cleaning in my life.
I had to to see what it actually is.
Okay. I don't know what that means. I guess they're cleaning the street, but like, I don't know.
It's called street sweeping, and it's a giant like vehicle. It's almost like a Zamboni. Yeah. Where it's got like bristles on the bottom, and it's supposed to help like move dirt. Mm. But I googled if it actually like really does anything, and there was no answer. So
I've seen it done. Mm-hmm. Especially after like a rainy day or mud or something like that, or just a messed up area, especially like somewhere like downtown, it brushes it out of the way, and they have a vacuum cleaner in there that sucks up the stuff. But yeah, so it's like two brushes on both sides by the wheels, and then a vacuum cleaner right in the middle and like right in the back. It just sucks up all the kind of stuff. So it does kind of work, but yeah, not really.
Yeah, I had to Google it, even today, because I was going to mention it because it's on one of the signs I took a photo of. And I was like, if I'm going to talk about this on here, I should probably know what street sweeping actually is.
Yeah.
But I did want to show you, there's an article on 6 square feet, New York City, and it says, Los Angeles has designed the perfect parking sign. Can New York City take note? And I was curious what you think of their new parking sign. Like, do you think that's more legible or do you think that's worse?
Oh, yeah. I love that. The one on the right?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The little diagram.
No, that's incredible. I love that.
I kind of want to like, Cosmo, I want to show it to you too.
All right. I'm going to
get up and walk over to the ether.
I'm a visual girly.
Whoa, I'm in the ether. Here you go. What do you think of that?
Well, that's a lot easier.
Yeah, right? Isn't that kind of cool?
I'm surprised they don't have like smart cars be like, bing, you cannot park here at this time. It should be like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. There should be a website that's like you put in your location or like the street that you're on and what time you're there, and it should be like yes.
That's a lot smarter, especially with just smart cars. If you put it in your like TomTom, I'm so old. put it in your GPS system where it tells you that you can or cannot. Mm-hmm. Like each light should have a sensor. Mm-hmm. So just be like boom, registers your car. You cannot park here.
Oh.
You have 45 minutes. Yeah. Or if you link up, because everyone's phones link up to their wallet, it's like, you don't have to get out and pay anything. It's just right there.
Yeah, I'm ready for it not to be, like, card or, like, coin operated, mm-hmm. because that, like, one, I never have coins. So if it doesn't take card, I'm shit out of luck. Mm-hmm. But then, two, it's like, sometimes it won't read my card.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Maybe if it's, like, the weather, or it's just, like, digitally having a hard time reading my chip.
Yeah.
But then it's like, so I gotta move my car to go pay cash in a lot instead. Like, what do I do here?
Yeah.
And a lot of times, like, if I'm going to an audition, I don't got time to repark.
Yeah.
I just gotta run.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was when you wrote that on your list, I was like, we're talking about that. I got a vendetta. We're talking about that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I hate it.
I agree.
And you're the highways where you're in the like very left lane in the what is it called when you have a passenger?
Carpool.
Carpool lane. Yes. Mm-hmm. I was driving with a friend and they were like, "Oh, we can't get this exit. I guess we'll get the next one." And I was like, "Wait, what do you mean? It's you have so much time." And they're like, "You can't
leave
cross the double lines if you're in the carpool lane." Yeah. Why? Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't even know if you noticed, but motorcycles can share lanes, and they can go in and out of that too.
Uh-huh.
They can go in and out of carpool lanes if they want.
Interesting.
Or they can do it right on the line. and share lanes. But yeah, that double line, you have to wait till it breaks up. You got to plan ahead. You got to, it sucks. Yeah.
And if you don't know where it breaks up, like if you're just driving somewhere that you've never been to, you miss your exit by what? Like, I don't know, 3 or 4? Because it just doesn't. Yeah, that breaks.
Yeah,
it's crazy. So silly. I don't get it either.
It's crazy here.
Us Florida girls, we don't get it.
There's hills and stuff.
I don't know where to turn my wheel. My car roll backwards. That's on the test too, by the way.
Yeah, I actually do know that.
Yeah, good.
But I've never used my emergency brake in my life, so now I actually have to do that, and forget that it's on all the time. But that's a whole other thing.
Mine's like a button you push. I'm not like, it used to be like a lever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cars, man. They're changing so fast.
Yep.
But where can all of our lovely DeLulu listeners find you on social media?
I have affectionately doxed myself on the internet. Oh. So I am Danielle Di Nicola everywhere. It's my real name.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes. It is my real name, and it is my social media handle everywhere.
Nice.
I'm so sorry. They need to teach, like, if you're going to be a social media person, like, there needs to be a class. Because no one tells us not to use our names.
Wow.
Well, you know what I mean?
I found it easier just to put Cosmo Taysen on everything, except my for, like, answer. Instagram, because... I was like, everyone putting like one word in Instagram, you know, and I'm like, all right, Cosmo. I was like, it was taken. I'm like, damn, Cosmo 666.
Yeah.
You can have it. I'm like, great. Now I'm stuck with Cosmo 666, but everything else is Cosmo Taysen. So.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. I wish somebody would have told me, because I probably wouldn't have used Dare, since it's like actually my name. But luckily I was smart enough to not use my last name.
Yeah.
But like, thank God I didn't. Cause yeah. Well, not that it's any worse, you know, cause you use it. You haven't anything bad happen with that, right?
No.
Okay, actually. Good. I'm like, wait. It's like, that's a whole other
Nothing's
episode.
Nothing's bad. No, not.
Yeah. Cosmo's my middle name. Cosmo's my middle name. I have like 2 middle names and a first name and last name. So only select few people.
Gotcha.
Know. So.
Secrets. Well, now all the DeLulu fans are going to know.
DeLulu Canoe will never know. Or the Cosmo Show fans or anything else I do in the future.
Right?
You just incited violence. I hope you know people are going to want information because you won't give it to them.
Well, I tell you what, if the Cosmo Show and the DeLulu Canoe hits like over 1,000 subscribers by June.
Okay.
Then I'll release it here on the DeLulu Canoe what my full name is.
Y'all heard it. Better subscribe right now because it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Ring that notification bell. Be sure to follow all of us on our social medias. Find all of our stuff. Press all the buttons on our websites because it's really fun to see what you get when you press a bunch of buttons on there. And, our last and final question is what DeLulu little cartoon character do you relate with after today?
I relate with the yellow one in the front.
The little kitty cat that lost the war.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I feel like I'm a very clumsy person, and I would be the one losing the oar into the ocean and everybody being like, hello.
What's going on? I kind of wish I had one that was like smiling and laughing because this episode was so funny. And I don't even know why. I'm just like dying over here. Well, be sure everybody to check us out on Patreon because we're going to take this conversation over there. You all submitted some awesome questions. So are you ready to be questioned?
I'm ready.
I'm scared. Be sure to subscribe and stay DeLulu. All your dreams come true, Lulu.